Hello, how are you?
Hey, Miss Lowry, how are you?
Good.
That's good. I'm doing good as well. It's good to hear you. Did I call at an okay time?
It's a good time.
Okay, all right. I knew you were dealing with the kids. You said you were seven, so I didn't know whether you were allowed to have your phone or not, too.
Well, they're closed today because of the
Oh.
election.
Oh, well, good. Good.
So that's how I was like, I have to due tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. So this is probably the better of all the days this week.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I caught you at a good time. And hopefully you've gone out and voted already. And not like me, I gotta fight the 5 o'clock crowd.
Oh no, I voted like, oh, hold on. I had to go make some copies at the library and they were doing early voting. But the line was like out the door. And then I had to go back and copy something else. And then there was nobody in there. And I was like, I can vote. They were like, yeah, it took like every bit of 5 minutes.
Well, that's good.
So
You got
it's out
lucky.
the way. I know. I did because I was like, it was the first time I went. I'm like, the line, I'm not voting. I'll just wait. But then I was like, I don't know where I was going to be. So I was glad I did. It took a lot of pressure off.
Well, that's good. Good. I'm glad about that. And yeah, sounds like it's been a good day so far. So,
Well,
I mean,
I'm going through all my aunt's and my dad's paperwork. I've gone through paperwork from like 8, 9 years ago. I have boxes of paperwork. So it's not the best
I don't know what it is, but it maybe it was a generation, but especially my grandmother's generation, they keep everything. Everything.
Right. And that's just, this is just the paperwork. And then the thing about it, one of my friends that lives in Richmond, she was like, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years that you've just been taking care of everybody else. So my house, I got paperwork, it went in a box. It went in a box, you know, except the major stuff. So now I'm trying to sort through it and see. But like you say, I found some old love letters my aunt had back before I was born. Some
Every
guy trying to, I mean, I was like, boy. He's really trying hard. He was in the military. It had, I told her, I said, Dee Dee, who is this guy? You'd never mentioned him. She was like, what are you doing going through my stuff? This is what she said. I was like, maybe you should. She said, well, maybe I should have married him, you know, because she never got married. But you could tell he was, I hate to say it, he got himself in trouble because all his letters were apologizing for something, like the first part
Lord.
of them. I'm like, oh, Lord. So, but.
Well,
I was like, well, now I understand why you didn't marry him, but you know.
yeah, no, it comes with its own set of troubles and in good parts, but still trouble sometimes.
Right.
So yes, ma'am, and I'm glad that you're going through it, but I know. Speaking of going through things, are there things at Jerusalem Plank Road that you've got to get out at all, or?
Probably, because my brothers haven't decided. I sent them a letter, told them they had to get everything out by the 30th.
Got you.
But you know, they might have some extra time. I sent the letter on the middle of October. Just because I'm the only one with the key, so just to get an idea if they wanted to get some things out of the house. But
Yeah.
it feels like my dad left it almost when he lived in it. So there's a lot of stuff that's got to go.
Got you. Got you. And when we were talking, I know we had glazed over the condition. I know you said it needs some work, but
It needs a new roof and it needs, because of that, the ceiling in my dad's bedroom is coming down. So it really needs some work done to it.
Got you. Got you.
Because I had one contractor to look at it, the guy before the other guy. They were going to make an offer. He brought his contractor with him and he was like, it looks small from the outside, but he was like, this is really big. He said, how many people? I said, total of five total. And so.
Yeah, it's got some space to it. You said 1,200 square feet, and then was it
No, it's
15?
1,500.
Yeah, then you went to 15. Yep, and I was just like, yeah, it's one of those. You know, you look at it from outside, and it's deceiving.
Right.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. It is a good thing. So I'm assuming it's kind of like a full reno, pretty much full.
What do you mean?
Like roof, windows, HVAC system, kitchen, floors, paint, bathrooms, water heater.
Yeah, it has a water heater. You probably have to put in an HVAC system because it only had air conditioner. And then after a while, you know, when people get older, they don't like the cold that much. So, I mean, I would go visit my dad during the summer, and oh gosh, I'd help him clean up. Well, my dad was real neat, but I just go maybe cook. Oh Lord, I'd be sweating. I could stand outside, and he's comfortable. I was like, can you turn the air conditioner on, please?
I'm telling you, that's another thing that I feel like that generation. My grandmother didn't believe in touching the AC at all.
Are you serious?
At all. We would be in the basement just dying hot. And she was just good. Even to this day, she sleeps with three comforters. I don't know what it is, but they just loves heat. Loves heat.
I know. And you burning up going, can you please do something?
Dying. Yes, ma'am. But it's all good. It's just, you know, they had a way about them. They had a certain way.
Yes, they did.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, it's really just when it comes to the home again, just wanting to make sure, you know, we understand the scope of work that's going to go into it. All of those things are factors in this, you know.
Right.
And when you had that contractor come over, is he the one that gave you that offer for I think it was two something that you had said?
Yeah, and then the football player claimed 2 days later, and then he offered me more.
Got you. And they had come to the house physically to see it?
Yes.
Okay, got you. Got you. Now, that makes sense. It definitely does.
Because the football player was like, that's the one who I really don't want to pay his realtor. Because I'm like, well, I might as well take another offer if I got to pay the realtor. But I need to get back with him. I haven't emailed him back yet. Because his question was, well, what am I dealing with? I guess I forgot football players are competitive. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
So. Yeah, no, I didn't
think about that, generally. But what were you saying?
I was just, you know, pretty much asking about the condition and saying that, you know, I didn't know why. I remember now that you brought it up why you didn't take that offer. You said it had a whole bunch of stipulations.
Yeah. Right. I had to put him to tell him why I didn't want to take it and see if he counters. Because I was going to do it the weekend.
Got you. And I can, you know, just being transparent, I can say this. A lot of companies will give you fully what you're asking for and then start dialing it back once they, you know, add up with the work they have to do to it, if that makes sense.
Wasn't that concerned about the work he had to do? He was more concerned about being able to subdivide it, which I can't, you know, I forward you the email.
Yeah.
And I picked up the application for rezoning, and I was going to the zoning meeting last night, but I was like, you know, I'm not driving there. And I just felt with the election and stuff coming, I just need to stay close to home.
I feel so. That one.
I just need to stay close to home. But I was going to go and see what the press, you know. But I didn't want to tie it being off the market for that long.
Yeah.
But I should have gone to see how long. Because they got new board members. Because most of the people, I hate to say it, I know, that were on the board before. And like the planner, I went to school with his cousin, so that's why I feel pretty confident with.
Gotcha.
And she's kind of a no-nonsense person. I feel confident with what he sent me.
Gotcha, and that makes sense. That does make sense. So, and I know, like, we had talked about, I know you don't want to be dealing with all that in the first place, going to the meetings and, you know.
But I'm willing to do it. I mean, to save people time and, you know, because people are busy and right now I had the time.
Gotcha.
And to make it easier for, as they say, knowledge is power. I'd rather for people to know what they're getting. You know, like, this is where it's at. This is how it's zoned. If you want to, you know, like, you have in your head an idea of what you want to do with it. So if I can help the process along, that's all I'm doing.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. That does make sense. And, you know, I was definitely doing my due diligence in the process too. I'm really glad you found that square footage because I could not find it anywhere.
I had to go back and look because I was like, that thing's awfully small. Because I'm going, my house is a four bedroom. And my square footage is, you know, smaller than that. And then I remember they, like the addition they put on a bedroom, but they put it almost the entire back of the house.
Gotcha.
So that bedroom is really large. Because that's why the contractor was sort of like, boy, some houses you go in, they look large on the outside, but they're small. But he was saying this one is like large.
Yeah. And that took it from two bedrooms to three.
Yeah. See, that was my concern because I was concerned that back then, did he get a permit? Does the county have it listed in the record?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I went back and pulled up the tax records from the county. And that's how I was able to find out the square footage. Now, if you put the porch is enclosed, utility where the washer and dryer is, if you put heat out there, it'll probably put it up to 1,700 square feet.
Hmm. Well, that's definitely a good thing.
And then the front yard is probably at least an acre almost.
Yeah, no, from the pictures, it looked like it had a good amount of greenery. So I'd believe that acre for sure, if not a little more.
Right, and then there's land behind it, but the front is really... My dad used to cut his, before he died, he cut his grass like twice a week. If he saw his grass now, he'd have to, he'd, like I said, he'd let you drive his car before he let you drive his lawnmower.
I love that. That is hilarious.
And then it got to a point because he had a clothesline, he didn't like using the dryer. So when he was on oxygen, what he would do is take his oxygen tank and the portable one and sit on the lawnmower and put the clothes on the clothesline. I'm like, now that's innovative.
He was coming up with all kinds of stuff, it sounds.
Yes. He did not want help because I was going to get somebody to come in and help. No, I clean my own house. I cook my own food. I said, okay.
Enough said.
Yes.
Go ahead. No, that makes sense. It does. And it's good, you know, let him do what he can while he can type of situation.
Right. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So.
So what are we looking at?
So, I know.
I know you moving kind of slow, so you kind of got, well, let me see.
Well, yeah. And also, I mean, I'm a talker. So I'll listen and talk all day long, too. So.
Well, that's good. You know how to engage with your customers or people,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I
And
feel
then by
like.
that way, you get a feel for them, like truly for them, because you never know. Like I did real estate for years part time. You never know just by being nice to people. They'll go, I really like so and so. I think I'll call them up because I got this property they might be interested in.
Yeah, 100%, 100% referrals or anything, everything, you know, is.
People don't think about the future sometimes, I think, when they conduct business, you know.
Yeah, and it's sad sometimes, it really is, but it's okay, you know, we still, there's still some of us out there that like the connection in the business,
Right.
you know, so I
And
understand that.
sometimes you never know if somebody's having a bad day. Just, you know, sometimes just to talk to somebody will help them make it through, as they say.
Yeah. 100%, 100%. But yes, ma'am. So I can tell you where we're at. So I took this property to my team and we all looked it over. And well, here's my question to you. Are you, had you looked around to the, because I know, remember you said you had a history in real estate yourself. Had you looked around to what the other properties around Waverly were going for, similar to yours?
Yes.
Okay, got you. Got you. Just, you know, from deep diving into the Waverly real estate market right now, I can say the country, for some reason, is moving a little slow. But at the same time, it's moving, just to let you know.
It is. I know, because did you know there's a Wawa coming to Waverly?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep, it's gonna be right, but see, that's the kind of stuff that, because I'm going now for Wawa to come to Waverly, there's something coming.
I definitely would
They
hope.
didn't go to Wakefield, they didn't go to Petersburg, they didn't go up 460 to Disputana. They're supposed to go right there, I think, between the Dollar Tree and Hardee's.
Well, that's good. I mean, it sounds like the population Waverly slowly growing. You know what I mean? It's getting there.
Sometimes
And
there's
Waverly.
stuff going on that you don't know about. Like the time, just a side
Yeah.
note, I went to court for speeding. You know how they used to get those speeding tickets going through Waverly? Well, okay. Well,
Yep.
I get a ticket, I go to court. Because I'm like, I can argue. It was, I came out, I wasn't even at the light in Waverly. I was up coming out one of the side streets. So I couldn't have speeded up to 55 before, because my aunt used to live right up as you coming out of, as you go up the hill, and he said I was doing 55. I said I couldn't have been doing 55 because I just pulled out, and it takes my car a while to get. And he clocked me before I even pulled over. I may have gone an eighth of a mile, and he clocked me as 55. Or a 16th of a mile. It wasn't even a half a mile.
Are you
So
kidding?
how come it, no, so I go to court. Now this is what happens. I get to court and the bailiff goes, okay, sit down. We have 864 cases today.
Oh my God.
No, but wait, it gets better. Judge goes, I don't believe in traffic court. Okay, so that means you can't get out of this ticket by going to traffic school. So then he says, everybody with an attorney, get in line. Okay. Then this is the real kicker. He says, anybody that wants to plead faulty equipment, get in line. He said it won't go on your record. The line is out the door. So I go outside and call somebody and say, you know, what's your opinion on this? What should I do? They were like, just go ahead, do it. Now this is the part got me. So I get, you know, and then I go in the back to pay the bill. I don't have, it was $154 or $84. They told me I didn't even have to pay it that day. I had 2 weeks. When I added it up, it was like $84,000 that one day.
Oh
And
my.
most of those people were there for, and this is, so where is the money? That's what I'm saying. There's something going on in the way that people aren't talking about. And probably the only reason I'm hearing about the Wawa, because I know people in the mayor's office. And they were like, yeah, they've already gotten approved. infidelity to come to Waverly?
Hmm. Yeah, something going. I mean, somebody's been.
Somebody knows something that other people don't know. And when you see little signs like that, I mean, I know Wawa's opening a bunch of stores, but they didn't go to Wakefield with the Virginia Diner, which you would have thought. Because there's so many people that stop at the Virginia Diner, you would have thought they would have gone away.
Yeah, that is true. That's very
right.
True.
They are supposed to be coming to Waverly. Because there'll be the Wawa, it'll be the Hardee's, the Wawa, the 7-Eleven, the McDonald's. And I don't know what else. It's probably, so I need to probably go to the mayor's office and ask some people what's going on. But just to give you a heads up.
Yeah. It's a heads up. I can't.
And I know, and I know they did a feasibility study in order to do this. So they must think there's some money in Waverly, which means they're gonna have to. I don't know if they're gonna be open 24 hours or maybe just till 11 or 9. I don't know. It's just interesting.
It is interesting. There's been. I mean, there has to be some money. It's all the tickets, you know, false tickets, everything.
But then they stopped for a while because I think they gave a ticket to the wrong person, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they stopped giving tickets. I mean, you could fly through Waverly. Now it's kind of like, oh, I forgot there's an Italian restaurant right at the light. And they opened a Mexican restaurant up the street.
Yeah.
Now, and there's a Chinese restaurant. Now, how can you get that many different, unless something's going on that nobody's talking about? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, something is behind the scenes for sure.
Right. Is there something brewing in those hills? In them there hills?
It's
like nobody really, other people don't know about it. You know, it's like. Like I say, I know people that made it off. They were like, yeah, did you know the Wawa was coming? I was like, really?
Mm-hmm. It's hush for some reason.
Right. So, somebody knows something.
Well.
So, give me the news.
Yes, ma'am. So, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be very transparent and straight up with you through this process.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, well, I took it to my team, like I said. Usually, we like to get investment properties that, you know, need the amount of work this does at around 50%. But similar houses in your area right now are going at, it varies. So, I don't know if, are you familiar with Newville?
But how much is, right, but Newville is not 35. 35, usually minutes from. And you probably know from Petersburg.
Because yes.
You'll hit, because my dad worked at Fort Lee.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it's not like, and it's not Newville, because our church is off Newville Road. That's country. That doesn't even have a line down the road.
Got you.
What I'm saying, and plus that's the way you go to the prison. So it's almost like, because people want to bring that up, like, well, Newville Road, but I'm going, have you seen Newville Road? Newville Road is, it's like, you know how you have to go over the pass? And you better not, it's better to drive at nighttime because you got lights on. Because if
yep.
you drive fast and it's windy.
Yeah.
It's
no,
not it's... a straight paved road with, and it's not the first place they plot when it snows.
Yes. I get
what 35 is.
I definitely get what you're saying.
Go ahead. So that's what people confuse is they say, well, you compare Newville Road, it's not. The bus comes on 35. The Trailway, Greyhound, or whatever bus is.
Yeah.
It goes right by our house. Now, that's a big difference. It's not going on Newville.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely a difference. But it was just. Same.
If you're out of town or out of state, you look at it and you go, well, it's not that much. They're only a mile apart or you know, half a mile apart. What's the difference in the cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why would it be at this level. So that's the only thing I'm saying.
No,
so
yeah,
what
yeah.
did your team say?
Oh, you're completely right in like, you know, there's definitely a difference in price. It was just finding. Right now, I just want to let you know my findings of the area. So,
okay. I mean, I understand that because I looked at that, and even
yeah.
Zach and I had a conversation about that. I said, but Newell, even people in the area, I was like, he was trying to bring up Newell. They were like, there's no comparison. I said, I know, but if you're not from the area and you don't know the traffic, like the transfer, the trucks come on 35.
Mm-hmm. Got you. And that makes sense. That does make sense. So I think there's definitely more value in your home versus a home on Newville with those considerations. I'd agree.
I mean, you know, the area is different. There's country and then there's country. Like when people used to say, I grew up in the country. And I was like, they were like, I stayed during the summer. I was like, that is not like being outside in the wintertime waiting for school bus.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Look,
I might have a deer hook up on you or something.
Yeah.
But, yes, nonetheless, we just saw that, you know, we have to look at the market. We've got to look at the
right.
market where it's in right now. I know it's a little less, but there's a reason why, you know, things are going as low right now. Like that.
I know, and if I was in your position, I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
And
I want you to, you know, I really want to get you exactly what you'd like for the property and then some.
It's the then some, huh?
Listen, I want and then some for everybody.
We all want and then some. It's like mom and them. Mama
yes.
him.
Exactly. I completely understand, but yeah, that's just one example. Also, even on Shingleton, I don't know if you're familiar with that one either. But a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath on 40 acres went for right around $2 million. So it's, you know, the country's movement is just. I think that valuation of your home might have been with it being already fixed up and you know what I mean, ready to be on the market. And that's just me being very transparent with you and letting you know, like, I
but
think...
But does the 40 acres on the other one need to be cleared?
Yes, I took that in consideration. And they had they had 10 acres cleared out, not 20. I mean, not... yours was 12.5, right?
12.5, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they had a good section, but it wasn't all the way cleared. It was just centered around the house that was cleared out.
Oh, okay.
But yes, yeah, it definitely, it's a plus to have it cleared out for sure. You know, I definitely am in agreement with you there. And like I said, I really do like, one, I like you, Ms. Lowry, and two.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It definitely is a good thing. I just want to, I got to figure out how to make it get to where you want us to be and make it make sense on both ends, you know.
Okay. And yeah, then remember to have to consider my brothers. If it was just me, I could go, hey, we good. But, you know.
Yeah, no, your brother, I mean, would he need to be a part of,
No, I just need to. I'm the executor, so I can sell it, but they might have a figure in mind as to when everything's said and done and paid.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Because we have to just divide it equally. So.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense completely.
But I'm ready to move on.
I completely understand. You spent many hours on the road going back and forth and doing.
But see, I'm in the easy part now. I'll be honest with you. This part is just easy because I've done my stipend and really won't go to Richmond. So, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, I didn't go crazy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a running up. It was like I was just so tired. I got so tired one day. You won't believe this. I actually stopped breathing. And it wasn't like I was asleep with sleep apnea. I was too tired to breathe. I was like, Renee, you need to breathe. I'm like, and I knew I had stopped breathing. That was the funny thing. I knew. I'm like, I'm not breathing.
Oh, wow. That is,
no,
sometimes
that is,
you just don't realize until it hits you.
Right. Because I had taken a drug with my godson. He had dreads at the time. So I used to go to Richmond, pick him up and take him. And I was sitting there waiting for her to finish his hair. And I was going, I stopped breathing. I need to breathe. Renee, breathe. So.
Lord, I am so sorry, but.
So now, you know, I'm like, what they say happens a pigeon flop, because it's. I'm on the downside. I'm like.
Yes, you are. You can breathe now, hopefully.
Right. It's like, okay, I want to check on my aunt. I want to check on my dad. I don't have to deal with the family. So I'm like, I can sit this out, man. If you had caught me doing then, I'm like, you don't matter what your dad just want to get rid of. No. But see, now I'm like, okay. So.
Yeah. Now,
so what did they say?
So taking everything into consideration, I don't think we're going to be around that. I know we're not going to be around that too. Range, unfortunately, but we'd be comfortable at around 130 for the property, but that's not probably worth it to you.
No, because I had somebody offer me sight unseen for 132. It was another house buyer person. They were like, well, we'll offer you 132, and they hadn't even seen it.
Got you. So with that being said, what would they have been able to offer you to, you know, to get it done?
I'm not sure, but I definitely can't go that low.
One second.
I mean, and that's fine. I'm okay with what you offer, but I know I can't take it, so. No hard feelings.
No, yeah. Could you do it all 143,713?
Probably. So, but thank you for the offer.
Oh, yeah. It is no problem. I mean, I want to meet you more on your side of things. What would that look like for you?
Even if I took the price of the house off, it's just tax assisted around 30. Even if I took the 20 off, that would still put me around probably 180, 185. So, but think about it.
That would put you around 185.
Yeah, even if I took the price of the house totally off. Because you could build two houses on it immediately and make your money back.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't zoned or I hadn't done my research with the county, I would say, oh, you're right. But
yeah.
In the way the house is set, the driveway, because it says you have to have one driveway, a majority of the land is to the left. So you could put two houses there easily, and you can have a total of three houses and still build, go through the rezoning process later.
Got you. Got you. And I can say, here, give me 1 second, Miss Lowry, 1 second. I'm running these numbers. I'm trying to make it work. They gave me not much to work with, but at the same time.
I understand. I have definitely been in your position before.
Yeah.
But think about it a day or so, because I need to get back with the other guy, too.
Okay.
I need to definitely get back with two people. But I can't go that low. And I got to get back with it. There was a guy that was part of the hunt club that was the first person that called me like a year ago. And I needed to let him know. He used to work for, I don't know, the manufacturing firm. But plus I need to get with, because the hunt club hunts on it now too.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep the grass cut for me. So I need to let them know.
I understand that. I do. Let me ask this. This is my last ditch effort. Would you entertain anything? And this I would have to go directly to my owner and get on my knees. Would you entertain anything in the 160s?
Let me think about it. As they say, let me think about it. Let me pray about it.
Listen, I
know you. I mean, hey, I have to give it to you. At least you are really trying.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I don't know how to get back. Well, but I have a figure that with some things I need to pay and get my dad a headstone and what they're asking for, you know, because you have to think about they worked hard. My dad worked hard for, you know what I mean? It's not, which is not your concern, but you know,
that means
the struggle
means
is real.
It 100% means something more than honestly the profits of anything, it, you know?
So right.
I completely get what you're saying. I do. I would feel the same way.
So, and I know, like, when I was selling real estate, it was so funny, because you know,
mm-hmm.
of course they think their house is worth more than any house anywhere in the world. And you're trying to tell them, based on the market, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had one couple. Now, I had the inside scoop. I had one couple that had a house identical to a house on the street over from them.
Mm-hmm.
But the house over from them, they didn't have a deck. And they had a 4-bedroom house with a 1-car garage. And you're sitting there going, who built this? And this was a newer home. This wasn't an old home.
Mm-hmm.
The house on the back was had a deck and it had a 2-car garage. But it was the identical house. The realtor that I knew that worked in our office, he told me what he was going to drop the price to the following week. And I'm like, to get a jump on them, this is what he's dropping the price to. We need to put our price here right now to sell. They didn't want to do it. He dropped the price on it, and it sold. And what I told them when I signed it, of course, they were like, we want a different agent. Fine. I'm happy to do it because you don't want to do anything like that. And, you know, I was nice about it. They
mm-hmm.
ended up selling that for like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 less than what I, because what I do is I usually add in, you know, inventory carrying costs. Like if this
uh-huh.
house stays on the market for 6 months and you got to pay utilities and property tax insurance, this is what it's going to
mm-hmm.
cost you. So you need to subtract that out because this is what you're going to spend if it stays on the market another 6 months. So that way they have some, you know, like I say, information is power. I just want people to know this is what it's probably costing you. So unless you want to keep spending that trying to get the dollar that you want, you know, plus you might run into finding a new home. You might be back into the school year where your kids can't move. You know, there's a lot of things that can, but, you know, like I said, they thought their house was it. And I'm like, there's a house just, and this guy was one of the top sellers. And I'm going, why did he even give me the information? And he basically told me, he said, this is what I plan to do with it next week. And he knew I had a house on the market. One street, you can almost see the house from their backyard.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there going, why would you do that? You don't have what this other house had. So undercut it, 1,000 to 2, get your house sold. But they didn't want to do it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It takes that sometimes.
I know, and it's so funny because I was like, does this guy, and he didn't seem to be the type to give out information, you know. I mean, he was one of the top sellers. He was like, you know, and I was like, so I called him and asked him. I said, you have a house there? He said, this is what I plan to do with it. And I don't think he had even told the owners that he was going to put the little picture in and drop the price. So. So, but they didn't. They knew what they wanted. So I let them.
Yeah.
And then when I finally looked at how much they sold it for, which I was kind of glad because they were one of, you know, you get the easy people to deal with, and you get the ones that no matter what you tell them, I want it this way. I don't want to do this. If you tell them, move this around or change this, that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I looked at that final selling price, it was lower than when we first started. It was at least, it was like $40,000-$50,000 less.
Mm. That is crazy. That is definitely crazy. And, but I mean, sometimes it.
Are we talking less than like 6 months? We're not talking when it's on the market for like 3 or 4 years and you see it going down and going down. They were just kind of stubborn about, and I was trying to tell them, apples for apples. The law of substitution. So my thing is, same neighborhood, why would I buy your house at this price when I can buy that one and get more?
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand that. It is apples to apples. And, you know, you have experience in this, and I know it's probably hard to even... not even look at your own situation, because you're right. You do have a awesome property and an awesome piece of land. It's
I know. And at first, I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to give it away for pennies on the dollar.
Hmm.
Like when at first it was like, should have caught me then.
No, I don't even like doing people like that. I don't like doing people like that. I'm not that person. But I get what you're saying.
It was like, you know, because my aunt was sick. I'm like, ah, daddy's gone. The brother's not helping. I'm like, man, I'm like out of the hole now.
Yeah. And like, honestly, you made it through. Now you can see what you can get, really, you know.
Right. So I really need to find out, you know. Because sometimes there's somebody out there willing to pay that you go, just like the football player, he was like, well, what I'm dealing with, you know, I'll just pay. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just saw the property.
Yeah, no, I think if that can come through, that would be good. I just know that all those stipulations would give me a
big
buzz, because you don't want to get yourself into something that's worth more.
Having done real estate before, like when I say, when I read the contract, and I'm like, 30 pages. I'm like, when I did contracts, you might have 15 to 20. For 30?
He don't know what he's doing.
The thing about it, I hate to say this, when you give me in the gatepost, I think he puts too much, what's the word? He gives his realtor a little bit too much leeway.
That makes sense. That
to
does
the
make
point
sense.
where when I tried to talk to him, because I called him this week, and was it Friday? I'm not talking. It was Friday, and he was like, because at first he told me things that we talked about. He was like, "Well, just call my realtor." So I tried talking to her, but like I said, she wasn't listening. And then I sent her a text message, and she still put in the contract what she wanted to put in the contract. That's the part that got me, because my question is, how many deals are you losing because she does what she wants to do? And I understand she's working for the buyer, but I don't know. Like I say, like I'm just telling you, having worked in real estate so long, I worked with realtors like that. And even when I first talked to her, I got a, now you kind of get a check, like, not sure about this. But I was like, well, he seems to be a good guy, so let me do it.
No, I understand. I understand. But it's just, you know, that iffiness of not, about not having clean business. You know what I'm saying? You know, transparent.
Right. And he's doing a lot of house flipping and stuff. I mean, he's like buying. He just bought a steel plant in Raleigh, in the process of buying a steel plant in Raleigh. So I know he got the money, if you know what I mean.
But he
leaves a lot for her. Like when I first told him, he was going to buy without seeing it. And he was on the phone with his realtor. And I'm like, wait a minute. You need to look at it first.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you looking out for him.
I know, because even when I went to the courthouse and I talked to the person about knowing how to subdivide it and all of that, it was, you know, I'm just trying to, like I say, I like people to know what they're getting, what they're getting into. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And make an informed decision. But for you still to put in a contract about you not going to sign off till you know it can be subdivided, that could take months.
Yeah. That really can take months, and that's a lot of time and energy on your part. And I think, you know, just being transparent with you from us conversating, it sounds like that's what you're trying to take back for yourself. It's your time and energy.
What do you mean? Well, that's right. That's what I'm like. I drove to the courthouse to pick up everything, talked to the guy several times. I said, can you, because I told him what he said. He said, well, I need something in writing. The email that I forwarded you, that's what he sent me. I'm thinking that's okay. He told me that wasn't good enough. I said, well, do you want me to get the statute, you know, like the ordinance that states that? He said, yeah, that would be better. So I have to wait till they open to get that for him. But I'm going, what due diligence are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So I'm sitting there going, there's nothing. You can already have three houses there without doing anything, without rezoning, without doing anything. You know, like if I had the money and the time, I'd develop it myself. But you know.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, I agree with you. I think it's hard because I definitely see the potential for it. But you know how I believe in transparency. It's hard to count that as a factor without it out being passed already. That's,
right.
You know.
Like if the Wawa was at the light and at Homeville, that's what we call it. You can go, okay, I know there's going to be some traffic. Even the people that work at the Wawa need somewhere to stay. Because what I really wanted to do was either turn it into a nursing home or to turn it into an orphanage, or turn it to, which would probably do well because one of our friends were like, they have it in South Carolina, a place for older people to live. Not like 55 and older, but like just like one floor, like efficiencies.
Yes.
Like and have somebody on, because as you know, taking care of somebody, them wanting to be in their, they want their own living space, but they don't need a whole house to clean. And you almost guarantee your money because even if you take a little bit, I guess it's like the tiny homes. You know, the tiny homes that people are building now. Because older people do not want to leave their home. I mean, it'd be hard to get them to live in that place, but at least if they feel they have their own space. And if I had somebody to, like somebody there 24/7, I would be, as a somebody having to have taken care of somebody, wouldn't that give you peace of mind?
Yes, it would.
And when you call, you can call somebody and say, I can't reach my auntie. Can you go over there and check, please? And they can say, oh, we just da-da-da, or she's, they're down here playing cards or something. Rather than you get on the road driving an hour or 2 hours going. And then, like my aunt, her phone was, she wasn't answering her phone. And it kept ringing. Her sister calls me from Woodbridge. I drive all the way to Waverly. She's taking the phone off the hook. She didn't hang it up when she got off the phone. See, I know about stuff like that. So I know what will probably help somebody going. You know? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like my friend that lived in New York, she was like, they have the money. They don't mind paying. As long as they know they don't have to get up in the middle of the night and drive 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely understand it. I do.
But just let me know what.
I definitely will. My last thing that I'd like to say to you is I didn't go over the fact that we would go about covering all
closing calls.
Yeah. Which would, honestly, with a deal this size, closing costs would be around $20-$25, you know. And I'm sure, like I said, you know that from experience. But I definitely can, that $143,713, we'd be able to do that with taking care of the closing costs for you. And also, you know, I know if the back and forth with the football person becomes too much, you're definitely always, you know, reach
Give
out.
Call.
Definitely. I'll follow up with you as well, like, you know, in the coming week and see where your head's at on it. And also if numbers change, because right now we got this election, we don't know where the
That's the truth. That's the truth. Tomorrow, you would say what a difference a day makes.
Yeah. And I can say right now it's a seller's market. So it is in, you know, like I said, long story, seller's favors, long story short. So it is.
And it's so funny. You know what I'm finding? That a lot of young people now, because there's this girl that goes to my church, she and her husband, they live in Moyock. But there's a lot of young people, which I'm like, I don't know, you have to pay me, want land. They really want land and move out in the country.
They do. But I can say, you are 100% right. That's why I think there's a lot of new construction in the country.
This girl wants to have chickens, and I'm going, she does everything from scratch. But there's a lot of young people that not so many people of color that want to, you know, they just want to be closer probably in the city, but this girl. And then my old boss dates this guy that works for either FBI or CIA. And he told her, because she said they were supposed to move to Florida. He said, no, we're not. He said, we're moving to Georgia and getting some land. I was like, what? Because it's like she said having dinner with them. I think he works for Secret Service. And she said when they sit around and talk, because he called her the night before the pandemic, before they closed down everything,
He called her and told her to call her sister. He said, and go to the store and buy enough stuff for 6 months. She said, why? He said, don't ask me why. Just go do it. So I told her, put me on the list next time. When he, because she sent me a picture of him. And he was actually guarding Obama.
Hmm.
And I was like, I have seen him before. But she said when they all, like, go to dinner and hear them talk, because, you know, they know stuff that we don't know. It's like, no, we can land and we are moving out. To, I'm like, what is going to happen?
It's crazy.
So that's what makes me think, you know, sometimes I go, maybe I should just keep delaying, because I'm going, you know something that we don't know, that the rest of the U.S. doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But she said all of them talk like that. Like when they, it's like, is, so I'm going, what is really, what's in the little chatter that we don't know about?
A lot of things, I feel. A lot of things, yeah. But nonetheless, you know, we'll make it happen, you know, one way or another. I know you're either holding on or selling, and or.
Like I said, I don't know. I might, you know, but I need to. I have a figure in mind that I need to walk away with. That's all.
And just being candid.
And I'm not gonna give it to you. What's your candid question?
What's a roundabout?
Because
at this point, I don't, and I'm just going to be very honest with you, just due to the amount of work that the property would need, and also, you know, the rezoning not being all the way there, I'm not sure, but at the same time, it's worth a stab. I still will take it to our own.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I would do the same. Trust me. I would do the same, and, because that wouldn't be, like I said, I need to.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just need to pray about it, because let's put it this way. I had an argument with the Lord about what I should ask or what I take. I'm going, I can take this. Because, you know, sometimes you just want to get stuff off your plate.
Yeah, I completely do. I completely get it. And I think that's a talk y'all gonna have to have.
And I know.
You let me know what he says. You know.
I know, cause I'm like, that's like even you know. I'm like, no, I need to get the fasting again. Cause you don't understand. I was fasting and praying. I was like, I need an answer. Cause I need to know what to do. Cause first I wasn't gonna you know, it's like I said, I would have just sold, because my aunt's side of the family had got on my nerves so much that I'm like, just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after things caught, like I said, you caught me a year ago. You'd probably be doing a little dance.
Oh, shit.
You'd be going, oh, I can't believe she sold this for this.
No, like I said, I wouldn't want to do that, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But yeah, I think definitely have that, you know, conversation with yourself. And if you'd like to tell me a roundabout so I can take it to my owner, then that's perfectly fine. If not, that's also okay. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Well, why don't you see about, because I know you're not doing the 200.
No, we wouldn't be able to.
Okay. What's the highest that they would go? Because I know your owner has a, he got, like we all have a figure in our heads that he's not going over, and if you could get the lower end, go for it. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I definitely, I guess I shouldn't have, but I threw cards out.
I know. The 160 was probably going, oh, Lord, I got to figure out how to sell this to them.
Yes, exactly. So it is right in that range. That
okay.
That 140 to 140.
Well, let me look at my numbers again, and at least I have to be fair with everybody else.
Okay. That's
what
no
they're
problem.
Willing to do, and then I don't.
That is no problem. At the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you, which I completely understand. And it's no, you know, I.
We still good.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Miss Lowry are good.
Yes, because I might know some. I do have another friend where her mom died. She might be willing to sell her house in Waverly. I think they're renting it now, but it's closer into Waverly. It's like in Waverly. But because somebody had mentioned it to me that somebody was interested in buying it. But I was like, I'm going to have somebody else that wants to buy it. That'll make the process a lot easier and smoother.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it's been pleasant.
It has been. But I know when you're dealing with other people, and I know your people in the business are making money. So.
It's all good. But I definitely, you know, like I said, just pray about it, and I will follow up with you sometime.
If it will go any higher.
Okay, I will. I definitely will. And I will follow up with you either Friday or Monday. Does that sound good with you?
Sounds excellent. And you have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
And I pray you close some other deals.
Oh, well, thank you.
But you do lots of business.
Thank you, Ms. Lowry. I really appreciate that. I do.
You're welcome.
We will definitely.
You won't see your stuff turn up. You'll be going, my goodness, look at this. And they're going to go, how did you close that deal?
For sure. I hope so, too. Lord willing.
Yes. But they're saying if the creek don't rise.
Yep. You got anything, but yes, ma'am. Oh, but I will follow up with you on Friday, or which is better, Friday or Monday for you?
Probably Monday, because Friday I got to be at school.
Okay.
And I have to teach building trades, and I heard those are something about one guy likes a girl, she turned him down, so you got to separate the two of them.
That's like another situation,
right? That's what they tell me, but usually I'm pretty easy going. And when I tell them I'm not a snitch, they like, "Oh, she's a cool stuff." But they are interested at that age. Ooh,
oh, yeah.
They are really interested because they, you know, they have gone through some things, and remember, they grew up on the internet.
Yes.
So,
it's a little different.
So, they are real interesting when it comes to even logic or how they look at things. The world is really interesting for them.
It definitely is, but. We only do what we can do to help them. That's about it.
That's the truth. Especially the ones that's willing to listen. Some of them not. Like the girl that brought the gun to school to Grassville. Grassville would be like bringing a gun to Goochland or what's that school in the far west end? They were like, because they don't have metal detectors and stuff. And the kids were telling me, I think somebody let them in on the side door. I don't know.
Crazy.
But they were like, this wasn't even where, you know, you would expect somebody to bring a gun. I'm like, what determines where somebody brings a gun?
Nothing.
You know? Right. Obviously it didn't, because she brought one.
Yeah.
But I hear she had 4 felonies against her. My question is, this is the thing that gets us. And probably I have to be careful saying this. But my thing is, they always go after the shooters. What happened to them to make them think they had to bring a gun to start with?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. What pushed them to that point? Because I know they didn't wake up or when they were a baby go, you know, when I get older, I'm just going to go to school and shoot somebody up.
Yeah, no, I know that wasn't the case.
Right. And nobody goes after the people that probably bullied them or did whatever to get them to the point where they felt that they had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's just, you know, they'll go, the kids can be cruel. They can be really, really cruel.
They can. They can. It's truly sad to say. It is. It is, but it's okay. We can only do what we can do to better this world that we live in, you know. So,
so true.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But see how they'll go, and I'll keep
yes,
going
I'll...
along on my end. And like I said, there are a couple of people I need to get back with.
Okay. So.
And.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll
just
go from there.
Expect a call from me around Monday. Probably
okay.
Be afternoon again, so that way you're taking got time during the day. But yes, ma'am, I appreciate you for taking my call, and just look forward to hearing from you on Monday.
Okay, then you have a fantastic week.
All right, thank you. You too, Miss Lowry.
Uh huh. Bye bye.
We'll talk soon. Bye bye.